here's a story from The World.
We begin the show today with a brazen case of espionage. Iranian spies allegedly tried to kidnap an Iranian-American dissident in New York. The plot would have forced the writer-journalist into a military-style speedboat, then head to Venezuela, and perhaps eventually Iran. It is dramatic, but the head of New York's FBI said this was not some far-fetched movie plot. It was real. Details were unsealed yesterday in an indictment charging four Iranians with conspiring to kidnap. U.S. federal prosecutors did not identify the kidnapping target, but Iranian-American journalist Masi Alinejad confirms she was the target of the plot. Masi joins us now from Brooklyn. How have you been feeling since this indictment was announced?
I'm trying to feel good because I know that the regime is trying to make me feel miserable, but I'm doing my best to make them miserable, to be honest.
When did you first learn about this plot to kidnap you, and what makes you sure it was you?
I was told by the FBI like 8 months ago. They came to my house and they announced that, like face to face, that you're not safe here in your house. I was making joke about it and telling them that, look, I receive daily death threats. So what is new? And they actually came later and they showed me that I am under surveillance. The intelligence service are taking photos of me, filming my movement here in Brooklyn. And that's why I took them serious when they sent me to safe houses.
You took them seriously. What did you think initially when they told you all this?
Look, we always hear that Iranian dissidents and journalists are not safe in Europe. But always, always people think that here in America, they're not going to do anything. And that was the first time that I saw these officials so close to myself, especially when I saw private pictures of my stepchildren, private picture of my husband, even me watering my garden. And it was like, wow, they're following me. They're chasing me here in New York. And then I heard the details 10 minutes before the statement came out that they were trying to take me with a boat to Venezuela and kidnap me from there. I was like, okay, they're going to do the same what they did to Ruhollah Zam, another Iranian dissident journalist, a year ago. They did the same. They kidnapped him from Iraq, and then they executed him in Iran.
So you mentioned that you were taken to a safe house, yeah? The FBI took you to a safe house.
Yes, they did. And they actually asked me to cooperate with them without mentioning this. They wanted me to go live on Instagram. So they were trying actually to find whether the intelligence service is going to find my location. And they did.
So let me get this straight. The FBI, it sounds like they wanted to use you as kind of a bait almost.
Actually, I was a little bit worried, but I made sure that I'm going to be safe. And I had a goal because I wanted them to be identified. And now I'm so happy at least four of them, including one American citizen, are being identified.
So presumably you believed at that point and now that you're in danger.
To be honest, it's not only me in danger. Of course, the government actually interrogated my mother. They brought my sister on TV to disown me publicly. They arrested my brother. Right now that I'm talking to you, my brother is in prison just because of being my brother. And the Iranian Revolutionary Court made a law saying that anyone sent videos to Masi Alinejad will be charged up to 10 years prison. So you see, they did everything to keep me silent, and now they're trying to scare me in New York.
You said your brother is in jail in Iran. Will you continue speaking out against the regime there?
7,000 people got arrested in Iran protests, and all of them are like my brothers and sister. You know, it's not an easy decision. Do you really understand that how sometimes I cannot breathe, how I feel when I think about this is 21st century and I'm not allowed to hug my family? It's not an easy decision at all. But freedom is not free. And I'm sure that the blame should be put on the hostage takers. And sometimes they're trying to make me feel guilty. And I always tell myself that those who shot people in the head, those who lashes people, those who hanged people for protesting, those who beaten up people in the street for just having a normal life should feel guilty. Not me fighting for my dignity.
How would you like the Biden administration to respond to your case in terms of its own relationship with Iran?
Oh my God, actually that breaks my heart because I just heard that they called this kidnapping law enforcement issue. This is not a law enforcement issue. This oppression speaks volumes to how the Islamic Republic thinks of Western values. And actually, this kidnapping and killings of the dissidents must be condemned, not just, you know, burying human rights under nuclear deal. Because if you don't fight this religious dictatorship, then it's going to infect the rest of the world. Right now that I'm talking to you, the US citizen, the Swedish citizen, the British citizen, German citizen, French citizen, they are in Iranian prison because the government took them hostage and using them like bargaining chip. So you see, I want the Biden's administration to understand that I'm not fighting for myself. I'm actually fighting for my people, that they don't have any voice. And this is my duty. And I want Biden administration to support me and support millions of other people who are crying for justice.
When you fled Iran, Masih, you had had your press credentials revoked by the government of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. You did not feel safe. You thought being abroad in the U.S., for example, would give you safety. Did you think at the time that the arms of leaders in Tehran would stretch this far outside the country?
Oh, my. That's such a question. I cannot believe it. Yeah, you're right. No, I never thought. I always thought that here they don't dare to reach out to dissidents. But when Islamic Republic is in power, when ISIS is in power, when Taliban is in power, no one would feel the same around the world.
Masih Ahmadinejad is an Iranian-American author, journalist, and a critic of the regime in Iran, speaking with us about an alleged plot by the Iranian government to kidnap her here on U.S. soil. Masih, thank you very much for your time.
It was a pleasure for me. Thank you.